A famous theater with a storied history has an ambassador all its own. WRTI's Meredith Duddleston has more.
In the early 60s, Billy Mitchell was a teenager living in the Bronx. He went to Harlem one hot summer day to borrow money from a relative. His family needed food. Billy hadn't had anything to eat or drink, and his aunt wasn't home. So he sought relief in the shade near a stage door of the theater on 125th Street. The owner spotted him.
He opens up the door and says, "Hey, kid, what are you doing back here?" I said, "Mister, I'm not doing anything. I'm just waiting for my aunt to come home. She lives across the street." He says, "Oh, yeah? Well, why are you waiting? Hey, kid, you want to make some money?"
The kid was understandably skeptical, so the man opened the door wide to the Apollo Theater's backstage. It was alive with people. The owner told Billy what was going on.
"They're here to rehearse a big show, and they're very busy, and they're going to need somebody to go to the store to get their coffee, newspapers, shoes, shine, clothes press. And kid, if you run these errands, they'll give you a little tip."
The little tips were a bonanza of singles, fives, tens. Billy was invited back the next day, and then on weekends. And so began his long relationship with a theater so full of mystique, history, and opportunity that even headliners today often opt for the less fancy dressing rooms used by Ella, Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, and countless others. And a 15-year-old who helped put food on the table and later pay the rent started a life rich in the experiences and friends that last.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.